This is Just Stories, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer supernatural crossover fic written by Huntress Treat, read by Rena Jenkins. Story is rated NC-17, pairing the Sam Dean Buffy, with warnings for threesome and vague rooming. Author's note, written for ChosenFire28, who asked for this ages ago, and I could just never seem to get it in a Buffy place. So it became a Dean place that Buffy just happened to be visiting. Hope you like. So, you boys come around here often? The blonde was gutsy, he gave her that much. We're new in town, Sam answered quicker than Dean, and he looked over at his brother, a little surprised because Sam was showing more than a passing interest in the young woman that had just helped them kick a nest of demons back to hell. So, do you have a name besides Slayer? Dean asked. She looked at him with wide eyes, and Dean knew she hadn't been expecting that. He sure as hell hadn't been expecting this petite little thing to be kicking demon ass, but there she was, and she'd done a fine job of it, too. Of course, she was there without backup, and he didn't agree with that, but he knew most hunters worked alone, so he couldn't find too much fault there. Buffy. Buffy? You'd be surprised how often I get that. He laughed, and Sam smiled at her. I'm Sam, and this is Dean. It was an interesting omission, one that Sam never did. He never left off the "my brother" in the introductions. It was always Sam and my brother, Dean. Dean thought Sam got off a little on the brother part, so he made sure to include it whenever he could. Dean, on the other hand, had worked hard to overcome the brother part when they'd become lovers, so Sam's introduction was more in line with his own, and not Sam's. Which meant Sam had something in mind. He looked at Buffy, a quick once over, and decided if Sam was game, so was he. Turned out, Buffy Summers wasn't as vanilla as she looked. They'd barely made it back to the motel before Sam was lifting her off the floor, her legs wrapped around him as he pressed his tongue into her mouth. Dean closed the door behind him, watching Sam hold her between himself and the wall, dropping his jacket into the chair as he let one hand press into the hard flesh that was trapped under his jeans. When Sam pulled away from her mouth, Dean watched her eyes lock on his as she looked at the side of Sam's neck. Dean, Sam called him, and there was nothing he wanted more than to follow. He came up behind Sam, smoothing his hands across his brother's shoulders and down his arms to where his hands held the girl up. She moaned softly at the touch, but then he was pulling back up his brother's arms, reaching between the two of them and starting to undo the buttons of his brother's shirt. He worked until he had the shirt open, but he couldn't get it off until Sam let the girl down. Instead, he pulled his own shirt off and threw it across the room. He let his hands follow Sam's again, let them work up her side until he reached under her shirt, pulling it up slightly to feel the silky soft skin there. Her hand pulled at his neck, and he was pressed against Sam's back, Sam's strong arms holding her up so that she could reach over and kiss him. When he pulled back, her eyes were still closed, but then Sam was kissing the taste of him from her lips. "The bed, Sammy," Dean said, his voice huskier than normal. Sam didn't answer, but he was carrying Buffy to the bed anyway. Dean followed, pulling Sam's shirt off, finally. He was about to reach for the Slayers, but she took the initiative and got rid of her own. She didn't stop there either, as she reached for the button of her jeans. Her eyes caught Dean's, and he gave her his best smirk as he knelt on the bed and pulled against Sam's chest. His brother came back, and Dean's hands worked at the fastening of his pants. Sam turned his head as Dean worked, and when his brother's arm came up around his neck, he let himself get pulled into his lips, letting passion wrap around him. He pulled back, standing away from the bed as he waited. Sam turned with him, standing, but before Dean could reach forward, Buffy was there between them. She pushed Sam's pants down, dropping to her knees as Sam kicked out of them. Dean looked into Sam's eyes and let his eyes fall lower, taking in the tanned flesh and scars that marked his brother. He heard Sam moan as he watched Buffy's hands cupping his brother's cock, before her tongue slid out between his lips, wetting the head of it before she opened up around him. Sam's eyes closed with it, And Dean was moving to one side of Sam, his hand cupping his face and bringing him back to him. Tongues met before lips did, and Dean felt he was drowning this brother's desire, swallowing the moans as Buffy worked her mouth around his length. Sam pulled back from both of them, eyes heavy and half-lidded as he sat back on the bed. "You two are way overdressed." Dean looked over at Buffy, and the smile on her lips had him moving fast. He had a hand in her hair, pulling her to his lips. Her hands landed a little south of that, working her way into Dean's pants. She brought out a moan in him as her strong fingers wrapped around his cock. He let his hand fall back from her hair as he felt Sam come up behind him. His fingers trailed down her arms into her waist. He walked her backward to the bed again, and Sam followed him. Buffy scooted up the bed, and Sam dropped to his knees the same way she'd done earlier. He pulled Dean's jeans off, and Dean didn't wait as he leaned over Buffy, licking at her hip bone and tracing a path lower. The first taste of her was sweet for having been so long. It had been him and Sam ever since he'd come back from hell, and Buffy was a sweet treat he hadn't expected. He lapped at her lightly, just tasting and getting her to squirm a little for him. He felt Sam's hands on his back, moving down over his thighs and ass. He looked deeper into her then, and she moaned his name, hands clenching in the sheets around her. At the same time, he felt Sam's breath against his skin, felt wet heat against his skin, and struggled to keep from pushing back onto his brother's tongue. "Fuck!" He looked up to see Buffy on her elbows, watching Sam as he licked over his hole. Her eyes followed the line of his back and up to his, their gaze locking as he brought two fingers to his mouth, wetting them well before bringing them down between her legs. He pressed both inside her at once, and she fell back onto the bed. He fingered her slowly, letting her moan to the night air, and continued to look at her, sucking at her until she was moaning under him. Sam worked two fingers into him, and it was more than he could take. Too much stimulation, and he wasn't going to be much fun to either of them in a few minutes. "Sam!" Sam bit into the flesh of his ass before pulling his fingers free. He heard the plastic crinkling, and then Sam's chest was against his back, his hands sliding the condom down his length before his lubed hand was stroking him. He leaned forward, kissing Buffy as he pressed into her body. Her arms pulled him closer, and then Sam was behind him, strong hands on his hips as he pressed in. He moaned into Buffy's mouth, moaned Sam's name, and it was hotter than belief, sliding into a slayer while his brother slid into him. "Dean?" Sam's voice was breathless, and he knew he was holding still, waiting for Dean to adjust to the feel of him. He pulled back from Buffy's lips, looking into her eyes to find a slight smirk on her lips and eyes that challenged him. "Yes, Annie. Yeah." The first thrust from his brother buried him deeper in the slayer than he would have thought possible. Her eyes went wide, and Sam groaned in his ear as he pressed against his back. Dean pushed back, felt his brother buried as deep as he could be, then felt some pulling back to give Dean the space he needed. When he thrust in, his brother was with him, the force pushing them harder into her. She arched her back, lip bitten between her teeth to keep the sounds in, and they found their rhythm. Sam riding Dean down hard, and Dean pushing back against him with force. It didn't take long for Dean, too overstimulated with Buffy's heat wrapped around his cock and Sam thrusting into his body. He let his hand come between them, let his fingers find that one spot, and Buffy was writhing underneath him. "Fuck!" Sam's voice was desperate, and he knew his brother was close, too. He let Buffy go first, her body contracting around him. It was enough to send him over, and he bit down at her shoulder, hard enough to mark, but not as hard as he would have Sam. His brother thrust harder, pushing him into the slayer at a faster pace, both of them moaning at the extra sensation. And then his hips fluttered to a halt as Sam's fingers bit bruises into his hip, the press of his hips hard against his ass. When he felt he was about to collapse, he reached back and patted Sam's thigh. His brother pulled back, and they both moaned as he fell from his body. Sam went to the bathroom, and he heard water running behind him as he removed the condom and fell face first on the bed. A second later, Sam was sitting on the side of the bed, cleaning him up. Buffy was the first to gather her breath. "So, Sam and Dean." She smiled as she sat up against the headboard. "I thought the Winchesters were just stories they told weak demons to keep him in hell." When Dean looked up, Sam looked slightly embarrassed about leaving that out earlier, but Dean just laughed. And I thought slayers were just stories that told vampires to make them stay in their crypts. Buffy pulled Sam back into the bed, kissing him until she was swooned against Dean, and Sam's hand was pulling at Dean's hip to keep them both closer. "Looks like there's a bit of mythology we might be able to share," she said as Dean dropped a kiss on her shoulder. Sam looked up at Dean, and Dean couldn't help but laugh. "Mythology? Oh, I'm sure we can share a lot more than that." The end.